with our Guinness, had that in the old car, and my mother always. Now, the thing was that she was the youngest of A.S. Ian, my mother. She never knew her father. Her father was dead when she was an infant or something. She would have never known, nor would she have ever met her eldest brother, Johnny Abbey. He was gone to England. He never came back. She had never met him. Now, the family, he died then, and the family did come here, and it's only a couple of years ago, there was what, a granddaughter of his or something was here. And there was always the great story about those, my Uncle Tom, Joe, and Pat. Yes, and there was the story that the Ginnett never passed a pub. They never had to tell him to stop. He always knew where there was a pub. It's like a Ginnett. And they used to have them grazing down on the back road somewhere near Paddy Burton's in the park. And my mother always said that they never walked a step of the way. He yoked up down Ginnett and they drove it. Till they went in near Tarlow, and then the park did again and walked the rest of the way. Here's we are, the three of them, when he lanyard seemingly forgot. And lanyard before they got back, and lanyard for all night, and didn't start off the next morning again. There were never any other way.
Listen, well, from 1920 to 1923, and from 1923 to 1928 as herdsman. And my name was Bob, you see. I left because Mr. Giff was doing dirty work on me. And he set a snare for me and he got caught in himself. I know. He said, John Hart said something to me. I could never think of what he said. Perhaps he said to him, Miss Healy, you get me a man through the roof book where I do what she loves. I know. Said, how do you think of it? I said, I nearly know what he said. You get me a man through the roof book where I do the strain TV.